I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. American fans of the TV series Sherlock are counting down the days to the season premiere later this month on PBS.
Sherlock, anything on the menu, whatever you want, free, on the house for you and for your date.
Do you want to eat?
I'm not his date.
But for this man, I'd have gone to prison.
You did go to prison.
I got a candle for the table. It's more romantic.
I'm not his date.
But British fans got their fix yesterday, and thanks to the web, millions of Chinese viewers have already watched that first episode as well. Turns out this latest incarnation of Sherlock Holmes and his trusted sidekick, Dr. Watson, is wildly popular in China. Liz Carter is an assistant editor for Foreign Policy's Tea Leaf Nation, and she's written about this Chinese fascination with Sherlock.
There are several shows that are really big in China that weren't made there. For instance, The Big Bang Theory is huge. The Walking Dead consistently trends on Chinese social media, but I would say that Sherlock is particularly popular, probably the most popular British television show in China.
And what is it about Sherlock that has made it so popular in China, do you think?
Sherlock, the stories have been popular in China for as long as they've been around. I think mystery kind of is easier to translate. But one reason it is popular in China, I believe, is because a lot of people are following the relationship or imagined relationship between Sherlock and Dr. Watson.
Yeah, and what do they make of it?
There's a lot of room to imagine. A lot of people assume the two characters are gay. And I wouldn't say it's all Chinese who see this relationship between the two main characters, but certainly a very vocal subset of Sherlock fans enjoy imagining Sherlock and Watson getting together.
How much of the fandom in China for the show is about the character Sherlock, or is it also about the actor that plays him, Benedict Cumberbatch?
I think Benedict Cumberbatch has definitely played a large role in popularizing the show. People just like him a lot, and I don't think that's specifically a China thing. He's just a great actor, but he's become kind of a sex symbol in China and around the world.
Is he a sex symbol for gay Chinese men, or is he just a sex symbol full stop?
I'm not so sure that there's one particular group that likes him better than any others, but I will say that among fans of Sherlock who enjoy writing about or reading about fan fiction about Sherlock and Watson getting together, a lot of them are actually young women. And that's true for Slash fans around the world. I'm sorry, Slash is either fiction or fan fiction about two characters of the same sex in a romantic situation.
Okay, so explain that, because there's a whole kind of subplot here to Sherlock in China. Gather many Chinese now refer to Sherlock and Watson with nicknames, Curly, Fu, and Peanut. What's that about?
Curly Fu, if you break it down in Chinese, it's Zhen Fu. So Zhen means curly, like your hair, and then Fu is short for Fuormosi, which is Holmes, just the last name of Sherlock Holmes.
I see.
Watson is called Peanut because his character's name Watson is phoneticized as Huasheng, and then Huasheng is a close homonym for Huasheng, which means peanut. So they're just cute nicknames that people kind of affectionately use to refer to the characters.
So always a sign that something is a cultural phenomenon when characters get nicknames. But as you say, this goes beyond just nicknames. You talked about a moment ago about fan fiction or slash fiction or danmei, as they call it in China. What have been the news stories that Chinese writers and fans have been coming out with around Holmes and Watson? Can you give me an example plot or two?
Sure. One of the more explicit ones that I read while writing my story on this was a story in which I believe it was set in LA, and they were kind of in their like 18 or 19 years old, and they were acting in the pornography industry. In the first chapter of the story, Sherlock uses all sorts of clues to deduce that Watson has actually started filming adult films in order to pay off his loans from medical school. So Watson is still a med school student in this, and Sherlock is still kind of using his intelligence to solve mysteries, but, you know, in a more erotic context.
It's fascinating. I mean, the whole concept of the spinoff produced by fans is kind of how comic books got a lot of traction in the United States back in the 30s.
Yeah, and I know kind of modern Slash traces its roots to the Kirk-Spock pairings.
Huh.
And in China, I would say that slash or danmei, which is a bit of a broader category than slash, but the same-sex fictional pairings also trace a lot of their inspiration to Japanese literature as well as Western influences. And there's, of course, a lot of homegrown stuff. So it's just this really interesting cultural intersection where everyone can unite around the fact that it's really fun to imagine Sherlock and Dr. Watson getting together.
Liz Carter is assistant editor of Foreign Policy's Tea Leaf Nation. Fascinating stuff, Liz. Thanks for speaking with us.
And thanks for having me.